And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, it is go home time, 4:34 p.m. Some of you out there on the road, we got rains across North Alabama, depending upon where you are. It is pouring right here at the Right Side Studio. I mean, like, wow. Like, wow. But anyway, all that to say, be careful on the roads. And you may be driving home thinking, huh, what am I doing for dinner? Well, you know where I'm going. Those of you listening to the show, you know exactly where I'm about to go. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee. Phil, that's a coffee shop. No, my friends. Let me just tell you. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road out in Madison and the other one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Look them up. They got a menu that'll blow your socks off. Do they have coffee? Of course they do. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe. But not only, I mean, they got the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. They can grind the beans and make you a fresh, hot cup of steaming black coffee that's just award-winning dry roast. But listen, y'all, I mean, wraps, salads, breakfast for dinner, sandwiches. They got omelets that they cook in a waffle iron. Holy cow. So anyway, all that to say, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You need to check this out. What a great place to stop and get a bite to eat on the way home or take it with you or just enjoy the atmosphere, read a book, use their Wi-Fi, hang out a bit, meet somebody there. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. Boomer, we're going to do Adventures in Woke World, which means we need a soundtrack, my man. Hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, Adventures in Woke World. So every once in a while, I'm going through the news, and I start pulling stories, and I'm like, God, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Or I'll look at it and think, that's asinine. Who thought that up? Or I'll look at it and go, that's the most jack-leg, jack-wagon thing I've ever heard. And next thing you know, I've got a stack of them. I'm like, okay, we're doing a segment, and it's going to be Adventures in Woke World today. Well, let me just tell you, I have gotten... Boomer, aside from the Ted Nugent interview, I've gotten more comments on the fact that you and I lost it over the monkeypox episode. Was it last week?
I think. Yeah. Can I tell you one thing? Yeah. I think that's number two on the podcast.
Is it really?
It is number two. I forgot to tell you that. I started laughing again, and then
that cracks me up. I'm gonna start again. I can't contain myself. All right. So anyway. Task Force Monkeypox is at work. That's important. Boomer, we haven't done the patch yet. We got to create the Task Force Monkeypox patch.
I'm going to do a patch, and I may do some T-shirts.
Dude, if you get Task Force Monkeypox...
T-shirts?
We
could give a giveaway.
Listen, all right, we'll talk
after... A lot of people would call about that.
We'll talk after the show, because I'm pretty sure those would go like hotcakes. You need a Task Force Monkeypox shirt? We're gonna figure this out. All right, hotair.com... is reporting. Are you ready for this? Monkeypox is getting a new name because the World Health Organization says the name is racist. Oh, come back to the microphone, Phil. All right, listen. I want to know then, what about chickenpox? What about swine flu? What about mad cow disease? We got to rename those two? Apparently not. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the World Health Organization Director General, I'm not sure if I said his name right, but it sounded like I knew what I was doing, met with scientists this week to discuss best naming practices for diseases. The focus is to avoid, quote, ethnic, social, or professional groups and minimizing harm to trade, travel, tourism, or animals. Because God knows the monkey cabal has been... There's a grassroots effort right now among monkeys. They are fighting back over this.
They are mad.
I mean, that whole segment, they were inspired by local Alabama, and they have now formed their own monkey coalition, and they want monkeypox renamed. And they apparently, the monkey lobbyists have now gotten hold of the World Health. I'm having the best time with this. Monkeypox. And it points out in this article from hotair.com, right here, my... hot little hands. I got it all highlighted. See it? All right. Numerous other diseases, including Japanese encephalitis, Marburg virus, Spanish influenza, Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, have all been named after geographic areas where they first arose and were identified, but the World Health Organization has not publicly suggested changing any of those names. Apparently, we only follow the facts when it's convenient and no one's feelings get hurt. That's the important part. Now, I will also point out that what they're doing here is they're also dancing around, they're tippy-toeing, because, and the article points it out, 90%, 98% actually, it says, of the cases in the United States, which, by the way, there's like, what did we have last week? Was it 660? Is that what we had?
It's somewhere in there.
660 cases nationwide? The heck, man? Anyway, had to be more than that. I think it was 6,500. It was 6,500. Even still, it was like less than half of 1% of the United States. Anyway, 98% of those cases are gay men who are having sex with other men. There's a limited global supply of vaccines. Health officials are rushing to try and stop monkeypox from being entrenched as a new disease. The Biden administration formed Task Force Monkeypox, but they haven't done a thing except talk. Because, be honest with you, there's not a lot to do. You know, Task Force Monkeypox is going to wind up, you know, being the kind of thing that you got a chance to be a part of and never got a chance to really do much. So there it is, Adventures in Woke World. We're starting off with the facts that monkeypox may be getting a new name because apparently the World Health Organization says monkeypox is racist. All right, you ready for something equally ridiculous? Brace yourself, Boomer. Oh, man. I know you have a child or three. Two.
Two.
Did I just predict something here?
I hope not.
You got something you want to tell me?
Nope, we're good.
All right.
We're keeping it at two right now.
All right. Two feels like a lot sometimes.
It does.
All right. The post-millennial, dated August 14th. Headline, study blames climate change for children eating too much and not exercising enough. Well, by God.
The climate change?
Climate change.
Man, that's big.
That's an existential threat. Just so you know, the talk show CBS Mornings cited a study on Saturday that correlated the growing trend of American obesity to climate change. As increased heat, the study says, is making children stay indoors, consume more calories, and embrace a sedentary lifestyle. How about this? Mommy and daddy ain't parenting. That's what I'm seeing. If you got your little kids getting fat and lazy, get them off the couch and make them do something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I was maybe locked out of the house when I was a kid. Go play, son.
I know. How many times did you hear go play and you went outside, you just sweated, and you came in with your nasty little self and you got a bath before you went to bed?
Yep.
There you go.
Every day.
Every day.
And that's what we do now with my little boy.
Run.
Go play. Go. Oh, now go take a bath.
Run barefoot to the backyard.
Yes.
I mean, come on. And then and you're out there with your dog throwing the ball, or you're running with your friends, or you're just picking daisies. I don't care what it is, but you're just out there. But then how about this? It's raining outside. What do? Feed them fattening foods and let them sit on the couch? No. They can run laps in the living room, too.
Yeah. They got plenty to do. I mean, I'd say go play in the rain. That's a lot of fun.
Climate change will not only exert direct effects like higher ambient temperatures in many regions, but it'll also be responsible for indirect effects that can independently affect a child's physical activity habits. For example, as observed during the COVID-19 global pandemic. Shut up!
I like reporting, Phil. No. I like that. It's my favorite. I get really excited.
Oh, my gosh. Study blames climate change for children eating too much and not exercising enough. All the more reason why it's a good thing they passed the Inflation Reduction Act with billions of dollars dedicated to helping us deal with climate change. It's an existential threat, brother. Stop laughing over there. This is serious business.
I'm trying.
Between monkeypox and climate change, Lord God, it could be the end times. We don't know. All right. Next story I've got, because we're in Adventures in Woke World right now. Story from HotAir.com. That's two in a row from Hot Air. Story from HotAir.com, dated yesterday, August 14th. San Francisco is putting out $20,000 trash cans. Oh, yes, they are. What takes 4 years to make and costs more than $20,000? A trash can in San Francisco. Apparently, San Francisco has a hard time keeping trash off the streets. They don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, what pray tell do you do? Well, you provide trash cans, don't you? Except then Mayor Gavin Newsom, now Governor Gavin Newsom, literally took up the trash cans because they felt like they were being abused. I have no idea what that means. But apparently he was concerned about the well-being of the trash cans. So, end result is he took them up, and now they're trying to figure out how to put them back. But they want special ones. They want them that like they act like compactors, and they want them that look pretty, and they want them the kind that the homeless people can't rummage through, and they want the kind that encourages people to recycle, and they want the kind, I don't know, tie your shoes too. I don't know, but right now, literally, they've got a city officials hired a Bay Area industrial firm to custom design pricey trash cans, and multiple prototypes have now been put out there. One cost $19,000. One cost $11,000. Another one cost almost $20,000. And so all said and done, I mean, they can mass produce them later for like $3,000 each, but it's a trash can.
You're talking about trash cans.
It's a trash can. So.
I saw that earlier, and I'm just glad I'm not there.
I'm pretty sure they could feed a lot of the homeless with what they're going to spend on trash cans. Have I got a caller online? Let me just jump on that real quick before I go to the break. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Phil. How's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
Hey, you know, monkeypox, you know, I think it might have some racial overtones to it, you know, but I think it should be more appropriately named unicorn pimples.
Unicorn pimples?
Probably. Yeah, unicorn pimples, I believe that would probably be more appropriate.
Unicorn nipples or pimples? What'd you say?
Pimples.
Pimples. Okay.
Oh, I believe that would probably, you know, be more appropriate.
I think I've lost control of this whole segment of the show. I don't know what's happening right now.
But I'm on the front line. I'm ready to serve. So.
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother. We're going to have T-shirts made. We'll make sure you get one when we do. Oh, my word.
Oh, you got to.
All right. Jeff, appreciate you, man. We're up against the break. You have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope. All right, Boomer, take us to the break before I lose my mind. Task Force Monkeypox on patrol. That's it. Monkeypox Rangers. There you go.
I don't think they're going to get rid of that name.
Monkeypox Shock Troops. We're going to have Monkeypox Shock Troops wearing Monkeypox body armor. Unicorn nipples. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to a break right now. All right, we are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world from monkeypox one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, before I go any further, though, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. So I was over there the other day talking to them, and man, they are just kicking right now. ZLA Solutions, they can do all kinds of things for your business. They can help you with logistical questions. They can do with things with your, you know, quality control, your sorting and containment. But their bread and butter is staffing. They are putting people and jobs together like you would not believe. Now, first of all, I'll tell you this. If you're an individual looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com. They've got jobs posted right now all over North Alabama with big ticket companies. But at the same time, if you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yeah, you need to check into ZLA Solutions, zlausa.com. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. Just literally, they can do anything necessary to get you the kind of people you need. And I'm telling you, folks, they're good at it. I mean, they've had their biggest year ever and just recently had one of their biggest months ever because they're putting people with jobs on a daily basis. At ZLA, they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side, by the way. All right, so we're in this section I call Adventures in Woke World. You got that sound effect handy? You want to play it again? Let's just do it. Just play it.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. Adventures in Woke World. I mean, we've got the renaming of monkeypox. It's now going to be called unicorn nipples, we decided. It's going to be, we've got, What else do we have? Just a minute ago, we had just craziness and madness left and right. Here's another one. Nothing is sacred, apparently. Even Joan of Arc might have been a man. Did you know that, Boomer? Joan of Arc. I guess she's John of Arc. I don't know. Okay. DailyWire.com has an article dated yesterday called Stop Transing the Dead. Twitter sphere, it says, blows up over Shakespearean theater's take on Joan of Arc. It says that critics swarmed Twitter following an announcement from Shakespeare's Globe Theater about a new play, I, Joan. The portrays the legendary martyr Joan of Arc as a legendary leader who, in this production, uses the pronouns they and them. What? It's Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc. They're doing that to Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, who, by the way, is an icon. She's not only an icon of, you know, of women who can do amazing things in our cultures, but she's also, you know, she's a religious figure. But now she has been reduced to someone who uses the pronouns they and them.
I mean, did they ask her permission? I mean, what are they doing?
They're doing whatever they want to do. That's what they're doing. The Globe shared a statement on identity from the theater's artistic director, Michelle Terry, who argued that Joan of Arc had been presented in that way in the past. Regardless, theaters do not deal with historical reality, obviously. Obviously. History, I mean, okay, so maybe you take some, there's a difference between artistic license and woke crap. That's where we are. There's artistic license, and there's woke crap. And we've just stepped over, it's all over our shoes now, woke crap. All right, but as a statement made its way, okay, wait, back up. History has provided countless views and wonderful examples of Joan portrayed as a woman. This production is simply offering the possibility of another point of view. There's not another point of view. There's no artistic license on this. Joan was not a man.
Nope.
And there is no evidence to the contrary. And then Twitter blew up. So here's some of the comments from Twitter. Just one more step for the misogynistic far left in their attempt to erase women from history, said one. Here's another one. A writer and a broadcaster named Paul Embry said, Joan of Arc, one of the most famous and influential women of all time, reduced to this. Another one said, Joan was a woman. She was born female. She died a woman. Everything she accomplished, she did as a woman. Stop transing the dead. I didn't know that you could be transed.
Trans.
So stop transing.
Hashtag transing.
Stop. Don't ever do that again. All right. One of them said, the English burned Joan while she was alive, and now they're burning her again when she's dead. What a gross production. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Last one I've got. I mean, I got several more on this, but those were some of the more ridiculous versions, especially the monkeypox being renamed because it's racist. But dailycaller.com. Daily Caller has a story dated yesterday. Secretary Granholm continues to underwhelm. Secretary Jennifer Granholm is the Biden administration's energy secretary. And she went on CNN, State of the Union, with host Brianna Keller on Sunday, making a series of comments regarding the Inflation Reduction Act, because you know it's going to reduce inflation. That's why they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. And she says, basically, there's all kinds of things in there that can help people to lower their costs, like if they'll put new windows in their houses or buy solar panels for their roofs, they can get a tax credit. That's wonderful. What do you have to spend out of pocket just to get to that point, you rube? I mean, anyway, I think she's better off serving us on the monkeypox task force, to be honest. All right, folks, what a day. We got more of this tomorrow. You're going to want to hear it. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here again tomorrow at 2. We will talk. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all have an amazing night.